This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Federal authorities are not cracking down on migrant workers. That's according to immigration officials who detained two dairy workers on separate farms in Wisconsin last week. Here's Patrick Cavanaugh with more.
The question is Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement focused on non-documented dairy workers. A spokesperson for ICE said the agency is not raiding dairy farms. She said officers were looking specifically for the individuals. Two of the men are married and both have two United States-born children, according to Voces de la Frontera Executive Director Christine Newman Ortiz. In fact, she led a news conference in protest outside the ICE field office in Milwaukee. She said the group was notified of the arrest by the wives of the men. ICE officers target specific individuals based on investigative leads, an ICE statement said. The three men were arrested based on recent contact with the criminal justice system, and they all have pending criminal charges. All three men were served with a notice to appear before a federal immigration judge in immigration court. They are in ICE custody pending deposition of their immigration cases. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The following is a paid message from the National Dairy Producers Organization. Here's Gary Gensky, NDPO Treasurer.
On average, our dairy producing infrastructure is going to continue to decline, and we're going to become more dependent on imports if we keep running agriculture out of business. It looks like our milk prices are going to be $1 a hundredweight less in 2018 than in 2017, if you take a look at the way the futures are aligning for all of the year of 2018. And I don't see any help on the horizon with mass amounts of production increases just about everywhere in the world. So we're outproducing profitable demand. We're going to end up suffering for it in the price unless we can start limiting the production straight across the board for all producers in this country and not have one of these notions that I'm okay because I'll be the last guy standing and producing milk in this country. How's that philosophy working for agriculture?
That's Gary Gensky, a dairy producer, CPA, board member of the National Dairy Producers Organization, and this producer update brought to you by NDPO. More details at NationalDairyProducersOrganization.com. Dr. Ken Olson with the American Dairy Science Association joins us now as we discuss the importance of science research and caring for animals with a resource called FASS. That's F-A-S-S, and he tells us about it.
Well, FASS is really an association management and editorial organization. It provides services for close to 20 different organizations, programs, conferences around the country. But the focus is really to be an advocate for science, for the use of science by consumers, by regulators, by legislators, and to make sure that they're aware of what's being done, what's needed, and why we need to continue to be funders of research for the future.
We talked about this, 2 years ago, and you said that there's a real crisis, and assuming things haven't changed with the new administration.
No, unfortunately, things have not gotten any better, and we do face significant challenges relative to funding for research. There's funding from lots of different areas. It's important to have publicly funded research, though, because what that does is assure that we've got a broad spectrum that's coming in to cover it, rather than the work that companies do as far as research is important, but they're focusing on what their products are and what's needed for that. What we can do with the publicly funded research is really the broader research, the basic research that's needed, that then companies can apply to the things that are going to go to the field. It allows extension to come and work with things such as the herd management, the nutrition, the reproduction, milk quality, mastitis control. These are all things that get covered in the research, and it's important that we have the funding that provides the infrastructure that's needed at the universities, the research labs, the people that do the work there to get things done.
Dr. Ken Olson with the American Dairy Science Association. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.